Anyway, let's get into the study of God's Word. Turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. One of my favorite messages of all time is on the radio right now, by the way. Started today. It's on why we believe that Jesus is God. And it gives you 12 reasons. And that started at this evening's broadcast at 5:30. It'll continue the next couple of days if you haven't caught it. It's one of the best, ways to get prepared to witness for the Lord concerning the central issue of the gospel, and that's the person of Christ. Getting the facts down about the deity of Jesus Christ. And we give you 12 reasons why Jesus has to be God according to the Bible. And I hope you'll take a look at that. Our scripture reading tonight begins at Matthew chapter 11, verse 20, and goes down to verse 30 under the simple title, which is found in verse 28, Come unto me. Come unto me. Beginning at verse 20. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. Most people, by the way, believe that's a question in the Greek text. For instance, I think New International says, will you be lifted up to the skies? No, you will go down to the depths. New American Standard says, will not be exalted to heaven, will you? You shall descend to Hades. It's probably a question. And thou, Capernaum, the idea is, do you think you are exalted into heaven, but will you not be brought down to hell because of what had happened in you that you should have caused you to repent? Well, anyway, keep reading. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, imagine that contrast, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I like what one writer says, just reading those last three verses makes you more peaceful. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Oh God, we pray that we might see the glory of the Messiah once again. Not only in his words of condemnation for those who had great responsibility and thus more accountability. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. put